Torah Way, North West London, Friday, Erev Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Nosoi, Yud Sivan, 21st of May, Rav Yaakov Aronovitz, Shlita, Parshas Nosoi.
Parshas Nosoi, the second parsha in Sefer Bamidbar. Sefer Bamidbar starts off with the counting of Klal Yisrael and the positioning of all the Shvatim in their special places around the Mishkan. Then we have the minyan of the Leviim and the division of the different Tafkidim of different families of Shevet Levi, which each of them had to do in the Mishkan and their specific camping place. And Parshas Nosoi finishes that off. And then later on, towards the end of Parshas Nosoi, we have the Korbanos of the Nesiim, which the Torah is makdim that Vayakrivu Nesiim Yisrael, Rosh Heves Avoisom, Heim Nesiim Amatis, Heim Oimdim Al HaPakudim. The Nesiim, those were the ones that did the counting of Klal Yisrael together with Moshe Rabbeinu. And now the Klal Yisrael have been counted out and they've been given their specific camping places. Now the Nesiim, those ones which were the Oimed al HaPekudim, they now come to the Mishkan and they bring the Korbanos, each one the specific Korbanos for that specific Shevet. And with that we have the Chanukas HaMishkan, the Aschola of the Avodah. But in between, there come a few other parashas. Instead of continuing straight from the counting of Klal Yisrael and setting up the camps around the Mishkan, going straight from that into the Korbanos of the Nesiim, which is the Aschola of the Avodah of the Mishkan on behalf of all the Shvatim of Klal Yisrael, in between that come a few parashas. We have the parasha of Shiluach Machnas, we have the parasha of Gezel Ageir, then comes Soita, then Nozir, and then Birkas Koyanim. And we have to understand where exactly do these parashas come here in between the counting of Klal Yisrael, of Shevet Levi, of giving them all their camping places, and then the start of the Avodah in the Mishkan. I want to specifically focus on Birkas Koyanim. Birkas Koyanim is something which is part of our daily tefillah. In the Beis HaMikdash, they would say Birkas Koyanim every day. They would even say it with the Shema Meforesh at the beginning. And now, we don't say it with the Shema Meforesh, but in Eretz Yisrael, in most places, they have Birkas Koyanim every day, in Chazar Sashat, in Shachris, and sometimes Tanisim Mincha. And in Chutz La'aretz, we don't have Birkas Koyanim every day. Our minig is that we have Birkas Koyanim on the Regolim. We say Lekeinu, we mention the Birkas Koyanim every day, in Sim Sholem, in Chazar Sashat, and we'll get back to that later. But even in Eretz Yisrael, in some places, in Tzvas, in northern Eretz Yisrael, the minig is that they only do Birkas Koyanim on days when there's Musaf, on Shabbosos, on Rosh Chodesh, but not every day. And it's brought down in the Svarim that the Vilna Gaon, he said, there were two things which if he knew he would be successful at doing them, he would even be Mevatel Torah, and that's the Asmod of the Vilna Gaon. He'd be Mevatel Torah and he would go all around to the different communities of Klal Yisrael, and he would fix up two things. And one of them is, he would be Mevatel Cherim Rabbeinu Gashem, this, that we know not to take two wives, and he said that by being Mevatel that, we bring Mashiach sooner. And that possibly the reason is, because the Gemara says in Yevamos, that Mashiach's only going to come when all the Neshamas have come down, and by enabling people to marry more wives, and there will be more children, and the Neshamas will come down quick, sooner, and Mashiach will come. But the second thing the Vilna Gaon wanted to do is he wanted to make that even though currently the minhag in Chutz La'aretz is not to say Birkas Koyanim every day, he wanted to change that. And he wanted to make that there should be Birkas Koyanim every day. And it's brought down that he told Reb Chaim Volozhiner that that's what came out to him lehalacha, that we should have Birkas Koyanim every day. And Reb Chaim Volozhiner went to the yeshiva, to the Volozhin yeshiva, and he said, okay, we're going to start a minhag of saying Birkas Koyanim every day. And that night, a fire broke out in Volozhin and a lot of the city was burnt. together with the yeshiva, which suffered damage in the fire. And they took it as a bit of a sivim min hashamayim, that that's not what they should be doing. And the Gaon himself, when he wanted to do that, in his Beis Medrash, there was a machlokes then in Vilna, and the Gaon was taken by the authorities and put in prison. And there were other also G'dolei Yisrael, which they also tried to institute, that even though in Chutz La'aretz currently the minhag is not to have Birkas Kohanim every day, but we should do that. Reb Nosson Adler, he started it in his Beis Medrash in Frankfurt, but it didn't have a kiyum. And they bring also the Baal HaTanya wanted, he writes in Shulchan Aruch HaGraz about having Birkas Kohanim every day, and he wanted to institute it, but he wasn't successful. And it seems that for some reason, Min HaShamayim, it's not meant to be that we're meant to have Birkas Kohanim every day. And we don't know Darkei Shemayim, but maybe by understanding a little bit of what Birkas Kohanim is about, we may see what the issue is. There are people, there are minhagim in Chutz La'aretz, where they do have Birkas Kohanim every day. The meaning of the Sfaradim is that they have Birkas Kohanim. And it's well known that Rabbi Aaron Leib Steinman, when he made his famous visits to Chutz La'aretz, he made sure that he was always in a place where there would be a meaning of Sfaradim, because he didn't want to lose out on the special Birkas Kohanim, which in Eretz Yisrael he was having every day, and now he wouldn't be able to have every day. Let's try and understand a little bit about Birkas Kohanim. The Gemara says in Sota that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Misave, he has a special taiva that there should be Birkas Kohanim. Why is that? So, we're going to go a bit into what Birkas Kohanim is. Why is it that it's said specifically by the Kohanim? And why is it that it's called Nesias Kapayim? Why is it that the Kohanim raise their hands? And it's not just that punkt they raise their hands during Birkas Kohanim, but the whole Birkas Kohanim is called Nesias Kapayim. When we understand these things, we'll be able to come back a little bit and understand what is so special about Birkas Kohanim. We find there's concepts of Kedusha and concepts of Brocha. For example, in Shabbos, Kodesh Ilochem Shabbos HaMalka, Shabbos is a time of Kedusha. And that follows El Toich Boteichem Loniach Brocha. Once there's Kedusha, and we establish the Kedusha of Shabbos, we can then go and ask and bring Brocha into our houses. In Kedusha, what do we say? We say Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. We speak about the Kedusha of Hashem. And we go on to say, Baruch Kavod Hashem Im Koima. We speak about Bracha. And we speak about HaKadosh Baruch Hu as HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's two components that we're referring to Hashem. He is Kadosh and He is Baruch. What are these two things? So Kedusha is understanding that there's something above, there's something Elyon, something over and above our limited existence in Olam Hazeh. Things which have Kedusha are things which, even though they're here, but they're connected with that which is above, that which is Kadosh. That's the first stage. That's HaKadosh, realizing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is over and above anything, over and above any of the limitations of this world. Baruch, which the Nefesh HaChaim speaks about in Shaar Beis, is the bracha which comes from that Kedusha into this world. That Kedusha itself is above this world. Bracha is when we take what's down here and we connect it with that Kedusha which is above, and we bring that bracha into this world. And the Nefesh HaChaim explains that is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is referred to as HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He is HaKadosh, he is over and above any shaykhs to this world. But that HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, he connects with the world and he's mashpia brocha into the world. Shabbos is Kodesh Ilochem. Shabbos is Me'en Olam Haba. It has that Kedusha. When understanding that, we can then bring the brocha of Shabbos, how Shabbos connects with Olam Hazeh, and El Toich Boteichem Loniach Barocha. The Kohanim are Kedoshim. Like they say in the Bracha, Asher Kiddushonu B'Kedushosoy Shel Aaron. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mavdil, the Kohanim, and gave them Kedusha. Like the Pasuk says, Voisa hi hivdi la Hashem es shevet Levi losi es aron bris Hashem lamed lifnei Hashem. Kshboruch was magdil shevet Levi, and specifically the Kohanim, to stand in front of him. They have that special kedusha. And what does that kedusha enable them to do? The pasuk carries on. Lamed lifnei Hashem l'shorosoi. Number one, to serve in the Beis Hamikdash. The Meshorsim, which serve there in the Mokem Kodosh, they have Kedusha. And Ulevorich Bishmoy Ad Hayoim, which Rashi says that Levorich Bishmoy, for which purpose, to get them to be able to do that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mavdil Shevet Levi. Rashi said that Levorich Bishmoy is Nesias Kapayim, that's the Birkas Koyanim. And we find that this is always the Tafkid of Koyanim. Already by Avraham Avinu, Umalki Tzedek Melech Sholem, he was a kohen in the service of Hashem. And straight away, he gave that brocha to Avraham. The kohenim's tafkid is to do the brocha, to give the brocha. Kohenim have that kedusha. And because they have that kedusha, they can then bring that brocha into this world. They connect us with the kedusha. And they serve as a tzino, a conduit, to bring that bracha into this world. Koyim is Gematria 75. Seven, we know, is Teva, that which is limited to this world. Eight is Lamala Miderech HaTeva. 70 and 80, correspondingly, is a Shlemus in the Teva, and a Shlemus in Lamala Miderech HaTeva. Koyim is that 75, that middle point between the Teva and that which is above. They serve as that tzinor through their kedusha to connect with that kadosh and bring down that brocha, that baruch. But the truth is, it's even more than that. The pasuk says, "B'chol mokoy masher azker es shmi, ovo yelecho verachticho." Kvorcho says, "There where you masker my name, which is the Shem Hashem, which is mentioned in Birkas Kohanim, I will come, and I will give you brocha over there." And the Gemara says in Chulin on Daf Mem Tes, there's a machlokes in the Gemara, that the pasuk says in this week's parsha by the Birkas Kohanim, it finishes off after saying the Yivarechacha. It says, "V'somu es shemi al bnei Yisrael." The Kohanim, what will they do? They will put my name on Klal Yisrael, va'ani avarechem, and I, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will bench them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bench who? The Gemara says, "Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva." Is it saying that the Kohanim will put my name on Klal Yisrael and give them bracha? But who will give the Kohanim bracha? Ani HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I will give bracha to the Kohanim. Or says Rabbi Akiva that pshat in pasuk's like this: that the Kohanim, they will put my name on Klal Yisrael, va'ani HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I myself will give bracha to Klal Yisrael. I will be maskim al yedei the Kohanim. They will give the bracha, and I will come and I will be maskim, and I myself will give the bracha to Klal Yisrael. And it's known, the Briskarov, he would have his minion in his house, and he was makpid lekatchila, always to have two kohanim, like it says in Halacha for Birkas Kohanim. And even if it meant delaying the tefillah, he would send people out to go and source him some kohanim to come and give the bracha. And once somebody was bothered with, why all the fuss, why all the delay? Okay, so there won't be Birkas Kohanim. And the Briskarov said that many people, they will travel great distances. They will spend a lot of money in order to go to a Ish Godel, a Tzaddik, in order to get a bracha. Here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself comes and gives us a bracha. V'ani avorechem. We shouldn't do that. And the Ksav Sofer on the Gemara there in Chulin, he speaks out that there's a big difference between a standard bracha which a person can give and the Birkas Kohanim. The standard bracha that a person can give is all dependent upon the person who's being Mevorech's power, upon his Madrega. Where is he holding? Is he somebody which is roy to bring down that bracha? The higher his Madrega, the more bracha he's able to bring down. But the Kohanim, says the Ksav Sofer, any Kohen, a Kohen inherently has that Kedusha and brings down that who's the Mevorech? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Mevorech. V'ani Avorechem. No matter who the Kohen is, it could be a Kohen who may not be so learned. He may not be such a tzaddik, but still, he's a kohen. V'somwes shemi al b'nei Yisrael v'ani avarchem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself comes and gives that bracha to Klal Yisrael. And the Shechinah is there. B'shas Birkas Kohanim. The Gemara says in Sotah that there's three times that a person has to be careful from looking, from glancing. Well, he can only glance, he shouldn't look, shouldn't gaze upon these things. And all these things are things which is not derech eretz, because there's the Shechinah there. Whether it's the keshes, the rainbow, that the Gemara says there's Shechinah there, you shouldn't look too much at the rainbow. Incidentally, not because it's a bad sign like some people think. The Gemara says, on the contrary, there's Shechinah there, you shouldn't look at it. A Nasi, which has Nosato Mehoitcha Olav, you shouldn't stare at him. And you shouldn't look at the hands of the Kohenim at the time of Birkas Kohenim. Because when they lift their hands to Birkas Kohenim, the Shechinah is there. V'ani Avorechem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself comes to bless Klal Yisrael. So when it's not derech eretz to gaze at the hands of the Kohanim. So why is this done? We understand why it is that the Kohanim are the ones to do it. But why is it done with lifting up the hands, with Nesias Kapayim? And as we mentioned, we call Birkas Kohanim Nesias Kapayim. So there's a Ramban by the Milchoma of Amalek that the Pasuk there says that Moshe was Merim Yodov. He lifted up his hands. And that's what enabled Klal Yisrael to matzliach, like Chazal say. And he lifted up his hands in tefillah, say Chazal. And the Ramban there says that Vayhi Yodov Emuno, he says that he's lifting his 10 fingers up towards Shomayim. He was being Meramez. The Ramban says there, things. His Meramez to the Esesviro is to be Dovik in the Emuna. And the Ramban says that that's that same lifting up one's hands in tefillah, that's why the Kohanim lift their hands up in Nesias Kapayim. And the truth is that if we look around in Mikra, we find that tefillah in Mikra is very often referred to as Nesias Kapayim. Moshe Rabbeinu says to Paro that B'tesies O'ir, I'll be Poires Kapai to Hashem. He's referring to davening. David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Tikoin tfilosi k'toris lefonecho masas kapa minchas erev. Referring to his tefillah, he raises his hands. Shlomo HaMelech says, at the inauguration of the Beis HaMikdash, himself, his cup of prusos hashamayim, and he speaks about how all of Klal Yisrael will come, v'poras kapov el habayis hazeh, they will raise their hands. And it seems from the Mikra that this was the way how everybody davened. Now the Shlomo brings down that the Sefer Charedim says that there's different avarim of the body with which one does mitzvahs. And he says that what do you do with your hands? He brings a list. And one of the things he says you do with your hands is you daven. There's prisas kapayim. You raise your hands in tefillah. And the Shlomo Kodesh brings that Rav Avraham ben Arambam writes, if we look in the Gemara, it tells us that a person should stand like an eved, should put one's hands one on top of the other, can they get one's heart when one davens? So are we speaking about spreading the hands, lifting up the hands? So he says that there's a difference between which part of Shemoneh Esrei we're talking about. The first three brachas, the last three brachas, then you're like an Eved who's coming in front of his master in the first three. And in the last three, like an Eved who's taking leave of his master, then you stand like an Eved, one hand on top of another in humility. But during the middle brachas, when one's coming, one's asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for one's tzrochim, then one raises one's hands. And the Be'er Sheva and Reb Kivega speak about why is it that nowadays we don't raise our hands in davening? It doesn't seem to be the minig anymore. And they write that in truth, that is the correct way to daven, but the reason why we don't do it is just like by Matzeva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that although I loved the Matzeva in the days of the Ovois, but because now it's being used for Avodah Zorah, I don't want you to make a Matzeva anymore. Similarly, the minig in Klal Yisrael, although me'ikah din tefillah, the way it's meant to be done, is with prisas kapayim, with lifting one's hands. But because it has become the minhag that that's how the goyim daven. That is why we no longer daven with prisas kapayim. But let's try and understand, why is it that tefillah is with prisas kapayim? What is the inyan? There's a mahalach as follows, which the Malbim brings out in a beautiful way. If we go back to Parshas Lech Lecha, again by Malki Tzedek, he's having a discussion with Avram. After Avram has succeeded in the war against the kings, and he comes back with all the spoils, and the Melech Stoim says to Avram, he says, give me the nefesh, and you take all the spoils. And Avram says, O Melech Stoim, Hari Moisi Yodai El Hashem Keil Elyon Kohen Shemayim Boris. I lift up my hands to Hashem, and I'm not taking anything. V'lo Yisoymar and Yesharti es Avram. And Poshet Pshat in the Pasuk is that he's telling Melech Stoim, I don't want to take anything from you. I don't want it that people should say that you are the one which made me rich. But says the Malbim an amazing thing. He says, what was Avram saying? He was saying, you're telling me to take all the spoils? I lift my hands up to Hashem. What are my hands? My hands are the things that I fought with. It was with these very hands that I conquered the enemy and that I took all this rechush. But I know that it's not koichi v'otzem yodi. It's not my personal strength which did that. It's all from Hashem. I take my hands, I lift them up to Hashem, and I say, Hashem, it's all from you. And I'm not taking it. Shelo tomar ani hesharti es Avram. Says the Malbim, Avram is saying that Avram shouldn't say, I don't want to take it, because if I take it, I might feel that it's my own work and I got it. But it's not me which did it. Even though it was these hands which did it, I lift up my hands to Hashem. It's not koichi v'otzem yodi, that ani hesharti es Avram. It's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is the inyan of raising one's hands in tefillah. There is an inyan of raising one's hand, like we say nishmas, that yodenu frustis kedishei shomoyim, where it's just an inyan of expression, where we're praising Hashem. But here when we're coming to ask from Hashem, we're in those middle brachos of Shmoneh Esrei, like we said before, coming to ask Hashem for our tzrochim, we have to first stand in front of Hashem. And like the Baruch Hu writes, it's the whole inyan of tefillah, standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and realizing that we, of ourselves, we don't have anything. It all comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It all comes from Lemalo. And that's the inyan of raising our hands in tefillah. So that like Rabbi Kivega said, that because it's the derech of the goyim, so that we don't have that. But obviously in our hearts we have to understand that it has to be our perception. We stand up in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in tefillah, that we're realizing that everything's only from Him, and we don't earn anything ourselves. We get it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so it's for this reason that the Kohanim, when they're coming and they're connecting everything down here, they bring down the brocha from that Kadosh, they raise their hands as well. Like we brought from the Ramban, that the idea of raising one's hands in tefillah and the idea of the Kohanim raising their hands and doing the Siyas Kapayim is one and the same. The Kohanim raise their hands when they're being Mevorech Klal Yisrael. They're showing that same thing, that nothing here is anything that we earn and we create ourselves. It all comes from Lemalo, it all comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when they attribute everything over here to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then we have that Shem Hashem there. And we have that Vanya Avorachem. We have that tremendous Shefa that comes through the everything down here being Baruch by being connected with that Kadosh. And what is the void of Klal Yisrael at the time of Birkas Kohanim? So they bring, it's interesting, in the Sforim they bring from Rabbi Eli Lopian, that he brought down that there's a school in the time of Birkas Kohanim to actually put one's hands together as if one's accepting something, to accept those brachas. But besides that, the Sforim bring down, it's just the Indian schooly, that if we want the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have to be miyachlim lechazdoi, we have to realize that all that shefa is from Hashem. We have to have this understanding of haromas yodayim. Then we'll be roy to accept that bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So with this we can go back and look a little bit at the psukim that we have in Parshas Nosoi. We asked at the beginning that where exactly do these psukim come in? The parshas of Shiluach Machnas, of Soita, of Nozir, and then of Birkas Kohanim. They seem to be out of place. We're speaking here about the setting up of the Machane of Klal Yisrael around the Mishkan, and then the start of Avodas HaMishkan at the time of the bringing of the Korbanos of the Nesiim. But it could be that pshat's like this. The function of the Mikdosh in Klal Yisrael isn't just to be a Mokoim where we go and we bring Korbanos. It's there to be Mekadosh Klal Yisrael and the whole way of life. When we have the Mikdosh in the middle of Klal Yisrael, it gives Kedusha to the whole of Machane Yisrael. And that's why we start off and we speak about sending all the Tzumayim out of the Machane. That's because we have the Mikdosh amongst us and we are camped around the Mikdosh. That's the center of our camp. It gives it the whole camp Kedusha. And then we have the Parsha of Soita, which as the Ramban writes, was one of the special Nisim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did to ensure that all of Klal Yisrael's actions stayed Bikdusha. There wasn't anybody doing znus in any way, which that the psukim say is tumah, that sends away that shechina from being b'seichenu. We have to keep the Machane Yisrael Bikdusha. And who does it? It's the Kohen which does that. V'heviyo ishes ishto el ha-Kohen. The Kohen is the one which keeps that Kedusha in the Machane. And then we speak about the Nozir. How the Nozir is somebody who, even though he's not a Kohen, but he also can lift himself up to Kedusha, Kodesh Yir. And it's also for him to be Mekabel Tumah from Tumas Meis, just like a Kohen. Every person is Shaykh to the Yonim of Kedusha once we have the Mikdosh B'Seichenu. And then we have the Birkas Kohanim. The Birkas Kohanim, really, where was the main place where Birkas Kohanim was done? In the Mikdosh. That's what we have in Sefer Shmois. Over here, now that we have Machne Yisrael encamped around the Mishkan, that can bring Kedusha to all of them. And the Birkas Kohanim that we have in the Mikdosh, somewhere Shmi al Bnei Yisrael, even Bnei Yisrael which are camped around and aren't in that Mikdosh, by the Kohenim doing Birkas Kohenim and bringing down that Kedusha, that Bracha, somewhere Shmi al Bnei Yisrael, all of Bnei Yisrael, those who are camped around the Mishkan, Vani Avarachem. This is the finale to the setup of the camp of Klal Yisrael around the Mishkan. Once they have the camp around the Mishkan, they now can get all the Brachas of the Mishkan. And that somewhere Shmi al Bnei Yisrael, which takes place inside the Beis HaMikdosh, that can spread its bracha all around to all of Klal Yisrael. We don't have Birkas Kohanim now, but we do say in Chazaras HaShatz, we say Elokeinu Melech Aviseinu, which is a funny thing. We don't really find by other mitzvahs that we daven that we should ke'ilu have that mitzvah. We don't have the Kohanim, so what are we doing? But once we understand that it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's bracha, it's not the Kohanim are just that tzinner to bring it down, then at least we can understand that we can turn directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say that even though we don't have the Kohanim, but please, it's you which gives us that bracha, please give us a bit of that Birkas Kohanim. Please give us that Yivarechacha all the way through to Shalom, those tremendous brachas that they are. And our tefillah is, like we say, before Birkas Kohanim and Yom Tov, so only for Nechas Yerasei Ko'elucha Korban, and we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'hoshev Esavili Dvi B'Secha, we should bring back the Avodah. And then we'll have the Birkas Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdosh. We'll have that for somewhere Shmi al Bnei Yisrael v'ani Avaruchim. Good Shabbos.